Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have a number of guests on our show today from Green County ISU Extension. We will start first with our director, Lori Mantle, joining us now. So thank you very much, Lori, for coming on. And we've got an important program coming up for those that might need some help in the food service type of industry and being a vendor throughout the entire summertime, which is going to be busy here in Green County.
It is a busy season, and we are offering a free program called Food Safety for Events. This is a two-hour program on Thursday, June 1. It is free of charge. It will be held here at the Green County Extension Office. This is for individuals who are having vendors, food vendors, whether it be at a church banquet, Ragbri is coming through, Bell Tower Festival is right around the corner. We've got the Green County Fair. A lot of fun activities happening this summer in Green County. This is a program for you, whether you're just serving popcorn, pretzels, or serving, grilling some food. We highly encourage you to attend this program. It is taught by our licensed dietitian from Iowa State University. All you need to do is give us a call and get registered. Again, Food Safety for Events on Thursday, June 1, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. here at the Extension Office.
All right. Now, there's a program that comes what seems like eons in the future, which is not going to be like that. But in July, this new program kind of starts up. But the early bird registration is right upon us here for this particular program.
Master Conservationist. This is something that we haven't done for as long as I've been around, and it's time that we do it. It's similar to Master Gardeners, but it's a little more simple, and it's going out in the ecosystems and seeing how people are looking at conservation practices. We have a planning panel, and we have various dates. It is just $50 for five sessions. That is due, like you said, June 1. After that, the registration is going to be $75. It starts on July 25th. There are going to be various Tuesdays. We're going to work around some busy schedules between State Fair and another ag conference that Extension is a part of in Des Moines. But we're going to be looking at land and water, forestry, ecosystems of the prairies. We have guest speakers from all over the state. And this is going to be something that we're working with Pheasants Forever, the conservation group here in Green County, Soil and Water, Beaver Creek Watershed, ISU Ag and Natural Resources on campus, and us. So this is not to be missed. If you're concerned about the climate and want to learn more about conservation, this is the program for you. To sign up, we have some brochures, or just pop in and we will give you the information.
Now we'll go over to the 4-H and Youth Coordinator Samantha Hardaway, who's got a couple of quick updates for 4-H'ers and the youth alike to be aware of.
Yes, the summer is a busy time for programming, and we do still have just a few spots left in our camps. I know a lot of you, they have filled up really fast, but there are still a few spots left. These camps would be cake decorating on May 31st for grades 3rd through 12th. The cost is $10, and it is from 4 to 5:30. Hummingbird Confections will be teaching this over at Clover Hall. We have lots of kids signed up, but because we moved to a larger event venue, we are able to facilitate more youth, so call our office to get signed up. The next workshop that we still have space in is kind of a late release, but I thought it was really important to encourage kids to participate in, is on Thursday, June 1st from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Extension Office for 4th through 12th graders is the Poster Project Workshop, and they'll have the opportunity to make a poster that then they will exhibit at the Green County Fair and even have the opportunity to advance to the Iowa State Fair with this project. The cost of this is free. Just call our office to sign up.
And we're going to wrap up today's program with a fast approaching event that's coming up here soon. And we're going to let our speaker, who's going to lead that program, talk to us about it now. It's Dr. Anthony Santiago. He is the Family Wellness and Human Science Specialist at ISU Extension and Outreach in Green County. And so thank you very much, sir, for coming on. And tell us a little bit about that upcoming program.
Oh, I would love to. In the last 20 years, nationwide, we have experienced a significant increase in suicide. Iowa State University is responding to this increase. And so we are offering various mental health first aid trainings. And this one is coming up on June 5. This is called the Adult Mental Health First Aid Training. So basically, we teach individuals to identify, understand, and also to respond to various signs and symptoms of mental illness and also substance use disorders. This training will be held on June 5. 5 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 104 West Washington Street, Jefferson. Registration is required, and it closes on May 22nd. It is free. If you need to know more information about it, please do call us at the Extension Office here in Greene County, 515-386-2138.
Dr. Anthony, if I may, if you could tell us a little bit about, you know, why such a long program, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., why have it be that long and not maybe split it up into multiple days? Because mental health on its own probably will take the entire year, if not longer, to kind of go into the weeds of it. But maybe it sounds like you're just kind of hitting the surface area, if you will.
Well, that's a good question. This particular program is an all-day program. In fact, it is one of the longest training programs we have among all the various mental health-related programs we offer. Part of the reason is because we don't only teach how to, what do you call, recognize signs and symptoms of various mental health, mental illness and disorders, but also we are teaching individuals how to, you know, provide support. So it's knowledge as well as skills that we are imparting to our participants. So
how difficult is it for people, and this might be something that you go over with people as well, how difficult is it to approach the subject of mental health? Is there still a taboo, a stigma out there that, oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk about that because that's too sensitive of an issue for me to cover? Does that still exist? Is that kind of some of the reason why some people don't choose to seek out help?
Absolutely. I think you are hitting on something that is still very true. Many people find it very uncomfortable being able to talk about it, let alone being able to provide support and help to those who are dealing with mental illness. So, you know, going back to why this training is long, because we are trying to teach people how to become comfortable and skillful in providing that support. Now, again, this training is not about teaching you to provide therapy or anything like that. It's strictly, you think about the physical first aid, CPR as we commonly know it. You are only there to provide that initial support until the professionals arrive, right? So in the same way, we are doing that initial help and then wait for the professionals to arrive and provide that whatever support that they need, whether short-term or long-term.
And that was our staff with the Greene County ISU Extension Office with Director Lori Mantle, 4-H and Youth Coordinator Samantha Hardaway, and Family Wellness and Human Science Specialist Dr. Anthony Santiago, all joining us here for our Let's Talk Greene County program, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.